which is full of pictures, full of animals or creatures or other things, and he wants us to list the things that you see from that page. Like, for example, a page which is full of things that is served from the A letter. For example, there are lots of apples or other things that start from A. Then you need to list a number of words according to that page. And it's quite funny that we find out that we cannot even list 10 words, and it is quite a shame, but I think it is a very memorable learning experience to me.
And when you think about that now, it seems quite funny, right?
Yes.
It's quite humorous. So every time you look at a picture from now on, do you try and list out the items in the picture alphabetically? Do you still think about that sometimes?
I still think about that scenes, but I will not just list out the English words that I see.
And okay, so you've looked at pictures, which is, I guess, a kind of reading, isn't it? But what about formal reading, books or manuals or something on the internet? Do you have a memorable English learning reading experience?
You mean reading text online or books? To me, it's not all the readings are like the same. It's not quite memorable to me. Like, maybe for the most interesting experience for me too is to read fiction, like Harry Potter, like that kind of books that interest me. But for the essays or all the academic readings, that is not interesting for me at all, so I don't find it memorable at all.